Hey, this is Dave Shackelford, and welcome to this TechTarget special podcast, where we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes that are happening within the cloud providers out there today that enable security teams to really get the types of logs and events that they need. So in a separate webcast, we covered some of the third-party tools and service offerings that can facilitate this. But what about the providers themselves? What are they doing to really allow and facilitate the logs to be gotten at in the first place? And so there's a broad variety of things happening in this space, and some of it's easier. Some of it's less easy. Some of it's almost impossible, depending on the provider that you're looking at, as far as getting these logs. And I know that many security teams have really experienced some frustration over the years in kind of adapting their logging and you know, kind of log monitoring strategies to be able to handle the stuff that's going into the cloud. So let's see what's been going on here for a while. Again, in the world of cloud providers and logging, you're seeing some definitive trends. There's definitely some things that we're seeing kind of more and more and more, one of which is API access. So I think the catchphrase for cloud is going to end up being APIs, and I think security is under that umbrella too. So the whole idea is these guys are building their own custom platforms, whether it's a SaaS or a PaaS or an infrastructure service like Amazon. They all facilitate kind of automated, scripted types of access. And in order to get at the types of data that we need, we may find ourselves having to either use scripting kind of platforms or automation tools like Puppet and Chef, or we may have to just write our own scripts to be able to get at some of the data. So that's a big shift that's happened. That's a trend that we're seeing more and more. That's a, you know, must-have feature or option with cloud providers that we go to, not only for security, but for dev and for ops too. The other thing you're seeing is more attention being paid to logging as a critical part of the control infrastructure within a cloud provider environment. And so these guys are paying attention to security. They're paying attention to the needs of the enterprise, specifically around logging and event management. So they're providing things like dedicated storage that might facilitate you dropping your logs in, and then maybe some protection for that storage in the form of encryption. So access controls and role-based privilege models that in fact tie directly to not only the storage but the logs that are there. So let's take a look at a few examples and really see, you know, kind of what's shifting, what's happening out there as it pertains to the cloud providers and what they're really trying to do to help us get at our logs and then of course really integrate that into our logging infrastructure. Probably the best place to start is Amazon, right? So Amazon, just for what it is, tends to be a trendsetter in many things cloud, and security goes along for the ride here. And I've said this for a long time, Amazon's not afraid to push the envelope. They are more than willing to just throw new features out there and see what sticks. And they've done a huge number of, or added a huge number of changes that are security focused into Amazon Web Services since really 2012, 2013. But coming through 2014, we've seen a lot happening here. So the big thing, of course, if we're talking about logging and event management to facilitate, you know, intrusion response and detection, is CloudTrail. So Amazon's CloudTrail service started off as, I think, kind of a beta test to see if anybody cared about it. And then sure enough, turns out that everybody cared about it. So CloudTrail is now an official service, and it's been expanded into most major Amazon regions internationally. What this does is pretty simple. Amazon CloudTrail allows you to get logs about your API calls and drop those into a dedicated bucket within their simple storage service, or S3. So, and it's free. That's the really cool thing, is that the basic version of CloudTrail is 100% free. You just turn it on within your Amazon services, and you'll automatically have a dedicated bucket that now is where all of your logs go. These logs are detailed. So if you've ever seen the CloudTrail logs, they are pretty, you know, parsable. So they're just text-based logs that are really easy to parse through using any scripting tools you want or feeding into a traditional log management service. But they also have a lot of data, so they can pretty much get any type of API request that you can imagine. And they do actually get logs for most AWS services today. Not quite all of them, but almost all of them now. So these get aggregated in this bucket, in this S3 bucket, and then you can download those via APIs to either an in-house central log platform or even to one that's already in AWS. So if you've seen the webcast that we did along with this podcast, we talked about some different types of services as well as some products that could be integrated into AWS natively. So wherever you want to send it, it's all going to be directed from this S3 bucket that holds your CloudTrail logs. The great thing, too, that they've added recently is server-side encryption for S3 that enables enterprises to encrypt all of that data within the log, kind of bucket, and maintain the keys in-house. So you don't even have to have the keys stored in Amazon to be able to encrypt your data if that's what you want to do. Now, once it's encrypted, then you'll have to decrypt it in order to be able to use it within your log management systems, but that's a whole different topic entirely. So you do have a lot of options now within Amazon. As I said, I think they're kind of blazing that trail, no pun intended. Windows Azure from Microsoft is coming along nicely, though. So if you're using Windows Azure, the thing about Azure is that it's grown and changed a lot. So it's no longer just a platform as a service offering. It's also a full infrastructure as a service offering, too. And so kind of between both of those, I think a lot of organizations have struggled as to the best way to get their logs kind of centralized and controlled and manageable. But what they've added in is something called Azure Diagnostics. And so within Azure, you can kind of enable or facilitate Azure Diagnostics by adding in the Diagnostics module and then enabling that within your service stack and service model in Azure. So then there's, big, long knowledge base articles that go into great detail about how to do that. It's not very difficult. So the great thing about this is that you can kind of push it all towards Windows Azure Storage, which now is another piece of this. So they're following along the Amazon model, clearly. They're using their own storage containers that you can control and have some kind of access controls built around, and allowing you to get a bunch of logs put in there. And again, the way they do that is via their diagnostics module. They've expanded this to go beyond just basic APIs and things within the Azure environment, to where you can now, in fact, direct everything inside any Windows platform that you want, whether that's IIS logs, whether that's standard Windows Event Viewer logs. I mean, all of that can now be pushed centrally into this diagnostics container that's stored there and then analyzed. And they do have some analysis tools and things built in. That may ultimately not prove to be where you want this to end up, but they do have something that's offered within the Azure cloud. So very cool stuff. Let's take a flip side approach to one that's really kind of built from the get-go. There's a company called Aprenda, APPRENDA, which maybe not as many people have heard about yet, but Aprenda is kind of a cool cross-platform as a service environment. So you can get a Windows platform, you can get a Linux platform that's running Apache or, kind of like a LAMP stack. I mean, they have all sorts of different offerings, but they've got, as a core and central feature offering, central logging. So it's really cool. There's logging APIs that you can directly talk to. They've got configurable log levels for developers that you can kind of control on a per application basis. They've got a centralized platform that everything goes to that you can do kind of searches across and so forth. Just an enormous number of things there. But one of the coolest features I thought was they built in something called log masking, to where you can find and replace sensitive data patterns in logs, say coming from your applications, to facilitate your compliance concerns or something, so that you don't have any sensitive data sitting there. I mean, just thoughtful, really a thoughtful approach to dealing with log and event management out there today. So cool, awesome. We're seeing this start to get built in to some of the other providers out there. Somebody that's very difficult to get logs from, Salesforce. So Salesforce has what they call their debugging logs and some system logs, but they're just not that easy to get at. In fact, this has been one of the things many developers have harped on, and certainly security teams have harped on for a long time, You can get kind of a bundled log set to download, but the logs can really only be exported into the developer console within Salesforce for kind of review and analysis. You can do this, but every solution that I've seen has involved a lot of duct tape. So there's, you know, SOAP-based APIs where you can query log IDs, and then you have to write a whole other set of queries to go take those IDs and perform some other front-end calls to get the real log data. I mean, there's just a real pain point involved to get at those. So that's a great example of a huge SaaS provider that you're going to want logs from, but yeah, there's some hardship involved. Finally, I'll give one last example, which is Verizon Terramark. They've also got extensive logging, but the thing that they've added in is an entire service offering around it. So you can, in fact, hire them to do the managed logging for you and then provide that in a dashboard. So you can either get them exported and you can manage them yourself, or you can hire them to really process that internally and then provide that intelligence to you to slice and dice however you'd like. So kind of a cool hybrid approach that you know, we've seen. And you know, the folks over at Verizon Terramark are well known for security as one of their kind of premium service offerings. So not surprising to see log management falling into that. So to wrap us up, again, lots of services and you know, offerings coming out for event and incident monitoring in the cloud. Amazon may be leading the way a little bit just in terms of the facilitation of getting those logs and you know, pulling them into wherever we want them to go. But Microsoft and some of these other major providers are offering more and more all the time too. So this is an area of growth that I think we'll continue to see evolving over the next few years. And thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you the next time on our TechTarget special cloud security presentations. So thanks again, and we'll see you then.